This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The first week of public testimony into the possible impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump wound up with what was widely seen as a compelling appearance by the woman he ousted as ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. She expressed her dismay both at being abruptly relieved of her role in Kiev and the smear campaign waged against her, helped by what she called shady interests. Despite Yovanovitch's long and distinguished public service career, even as she testified before the House Intelligence Committee, President Trump used Twitter to unleash a personal attack. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
Tweeting from the White House during the hearing, Trump said everywhere former U.S. Ambassador to the Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch served turned bad. Asked at the hearing about the tweet, she said,
It's very intimidating.
The president says for the first time he watched some of the hearings and he was not trying to intimidate.
I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech.
But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says it's part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses and obstruct justice and could be used as evidence against the president.
We need to view the president's actions today as part of a broader and incriminating pattern of conduct.
I'm Julie Walker.
Later, in a private committee session, a State Department aide posted to Ukraine quoted from a phone conversation he said he overheard between President Trump and European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland. In it, he said Sondland told Mr. Trump that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was ready to grant his wish for a probe into former Vice President Joe Biden. That was a day after Mr. Trump asked for such an investigation, allegedly in exchange for the release of military aid to Ukraine, an arrangement at the heart of the developing impeachment case against the president. Voters in Sri Lanka are going to the polls today to elect a new president. The top contenders are former Defense Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa, the brother of a former president, and Sajith Premadasa from the governing Liberal United National Party. From Washington,